It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while. Just smile. Just take it some clean, fresh air for me.
No sense in staying inside.
If the weather's fine and you've got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is a beautiful morning, a little hot for my taste. But, you know, hey, it's the middle of summertime and we're in Florida. So what can we expect? So this half hour, you kind of stuck with me because I don't have a guest this morning. But I thought that it might be fun to talk about a couple of topics that are dear to my heart. So I would love to hear from you, too. The number here is 850-437-1620. You can always text in if you have a comment or a thought. And what I was thinking about today was, you know, it's so hot and I get caught up in all that and the misery of it all. And then I watch the news and I go, oh, the misery of it all. And, you know, it takes kind of an effort today to be okay. And I've discovered that by just day-to-day living and dealing with the bills and doing the things and showing up for work. And you know, we can get so caught up in the doing that we don't really get a chance to just be. And so one of the tricks of the trade that I have learned over the years through some wonderful friends and family and people who've influenced my life has been this idea of when things get overwhelming, when I've got too much to do and not enough time to do it, when I've suddenly lost my sense of self, when everything feels like just too much, how can I snap out of it? What can I do? Well, some would say a prayer, say the Serenity Prayer. That is one way for sure. But another way that I have found to be very helpful for me has been to be grateful, to suddenly tap into that idea of gratitude. So what's the definition of gratitude? So I looked it up, of course, just for fun. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. So, okay, if I'm in a crummy mood and things are not going my way, the last thing I want to do is be grateful. But the truth is, if I take a couple minutes and actually even just take out a little piece of paper and or my phone and just write down three things, just three things that I'm grateful for, because I can usually find something. So for me, right off the bat, I'm grateful that I woke up this morning, that I actually am breathing right now, that I'm healthy, relatively speaking. I got a few aches and pains, but overall, I'm in pretty good health. So I'm grateful for that. And then I start thinking about what are the other things I'm grateful for? Well, I have a place to live and a roof over my head. And it's a small little place. It's nothing to brag about, but it's safe and it's cozy and it's my little home. What else am I grateful for? So besides the external things, I have a vehicle to get me to and from work, so that's good. I don't make a lot of money, but I've got enough money that I'm okay. You know, I can get my needs met. I'm not going to be vacationing to Croatia or Europe anytime soon, but I'm happy to be here in Pensacola. Speaking of which, the truth is I am so grateful to live in Pensacola. Now, I'm not just saying that. I would tell you this if I wasn't on the radio, if you asked me today, so Meg, what are you grateful for? I've lived here now. When I moved around as a kid, I moved around. Gosh, my father was in the management consulting business. And so when I was growing up, it was kind of like being a military brat where we moved every couple years of my life. So I went to all these different schools. I begged my parents to let me stay in one high school. So we were there for 3 years. On the day of my graduation, we moved. So now that I'm here in Pensacola, I moved here in 2002, and I realized recently this is the longest I've lived in my life in one place. And I think there's a reason for that. And the reason is I love Pensacola. I love this place. I have just fallen in love with everything about it. Some of the things that I love right off the bat, I mean, personally, the people. I've had met so many amazing people here. But you know what I like about this place, too, is the diversity of people, people from all walks of life. So we have our native Pensacolans who are very involved in Fiesta and Justin de Luna and, you know, all the mainstay events and things like that. So there's such a rich history of tradition here, the Mardi Gras parades and the things that we do as a community. But also people as individuals, we have so many musicians and artists and actors and gardeners and people who love ice hockey. I'm not an ice hockey fan, but I cracked up when I said, we've got an ice hockey team in Pensacola. That is wild. We're right across the street from the beach. And yet we have a vibrant, I mean, if you go to the Bay Center and watch a hockey game, you are in for a treat because it is really a fun experience. We have our own baseball team. I mean, what little towns have a baseball team with a beautiful stadium right on the water where you can watch the fireworks during the wind, like I think they do Wednesday and Saturday nights. You can take the whole family to the game. And if you don't want to do that, right next door is the amphitheater, and you can go to a concert and hear this symphony, the Pensacola Symphony. Is extraordinary. And then we have an opera, a professional opera that brings in professional opera singers every year to do these amazing shows. And then we have theater. We have the Pensacola Little Theater, of course, and they're getting ready for another Goonie production, so to speak. And then we also have Penn Arts. And I'm just falling in love with Penn Arts because it's a smaller theater, professional company. And they're opening this weekend with a show called Airness. And by the way, you can still get tickets to that. It's going to be this Thursday through Sunday. And there's an original play. I mean, it's so exciting that we have all of these different things that we can do. But that's just kind of on the cultural side. Forget about just going out to the beach. Because when you go out to Pensacola Beach or to the Navarre Beach or even some of the more quiet spots that I've discovered over the years that I'm still not going to share where they are, where there's nobody there but you're on the water, there are these moments that you can have and just be with nature and just see the beauty of it and see the birds and see the sunsets and the white sand and the beautiful, beautiful water. When you think about that and how gorgeous it is and the nature, you can go north of here and you're in Hot Springs and Blackwater River and there's fishing and there's hunting, which is not my favorite thing, by the way, but fishing. I know there's a lot of people that love to fish, and you can do that in the river or you can go out on a charter boat and go all the way out into international waters and deep sea fish. Then we have the Blue Angels, and of course, that's a whole other show in and of itself because I'm grateful to have Pensacola NAS here. We have the National Air Museum here, and we have our own museums. We have the T.T. Wentworth. We have all those places downtown, our museums of history. I mean, think about it. The list just goes on and on and on. And so if I start out my morning feeling kind of grumpy, all I got to do is just start that list. And I found out over the years, and this is me in my wisdom of being a little bit older than most these days, I realized that I had a choice about how I feel, that I actually could choose today to find and look for joy. I can choose today to find and look for love. I can also choose to find and look for all the jerks in the world and all the negativity. I can go down Highway 98 and then somebody cuts me off. And from that point on, it used to be for me, the rest of my day was ruining. See? Just more proof of how crummy the world is. So, but I was like, that's what I was making it up. That was what I was telling myself. So I can have that happen and instead just take a second and think, why did that person cut me off? Are they in a hurry? Are they late to work? Is somebody sick in their family? Who knows why they're rushing and not paying attention to their driving? But then I shift into a whole different thing of some compassion for that person. And that kind of takes me out of that self-righteousness. And then I can turn on the radio and listen to some great music and be singing my way into work. I mean, it just takes a second to change my attitude. Do I do this all the time? Absolutely not. I'm a human being. But I just thought maybe today, it's, you know, second day of the week, it's hot, there's a lot going on, that maybe one of you listening this morning might appreciate just a moment to just take that moment right now and think about what am I grateful for. So we'll talk a little bit more about gratitude and some fun things to do when we get back right here on Pep Talk. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, but hey, maybe today it's about being peppy. Ooh, did I just say that? We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's Expert Panel, talking about gratitude this morning and ways that we can find ways to be thankful, which maybe will help our mood a little bit. And I've found a lot of great gratitude quotes. Here's one. Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. Now, one of my favorite things, and I'm a big Winnie the Pooh fan. And so I joke with my friends sometimes. It's like, who's in the house today? Eeyore. Do you remember Eeyore? Oh, it's going to be a crummy day. Oh, what, the weather's bad. You know, he's always complaining. And there's a cute little quote here from Piglet, who always is positive and has always been Winnie the Pooh's best friend. And Piglet says, Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. So what are you grateful for? Text it in, 850-437-1620. My friend Stefan, who is our host of Boat Smart, says, sent in a text a little while ago and said, as I'm listening to you talk about being grateful for things, I just saw the Blue Angels fly over me and in diamond formation. I'm grateful for them. See? Right away, just look up into the sky and you'll find something to be grateful for. So I'm grateful for living in a place like Pensacola where you can do a whole lot of nothing, take a cooler, a nice blanket, an umbrella, and head out to the beach and just relax and have a wonderful day. But if you're bored, you have no excuse because there are a million things to do here in Pensacola. And today is Tuesday, and that means it is time for Bands on the Beach on Pensacola Beach. So tonight, let's see, I'm going to see if I can find the band tonight is 1211. And see if I can find out. So here's a little description about them. So this event happens tonight on Bands of the Beach. And where it is all you have to do is go right out to Casino Beach. It's free. Get out there a little bit early, and you can park right by the pavilion. Take a chair with you and a cooler for some beverages. 1211, this is the description of the band, is a radiant, energetic, and dynamic pop R&B band with a vast range of cathartic and dance-worthy songs. The main ingredients to 1211's vibe are their warm vocals, infectious groove, and fresh sound. So they've played all over the place, listening to all the different festivals and things that they've played at, and it sounds like that's going to be a great concert. So that's going to be tonight. I believe that starts at 7, Bands on the Beach, which is, you know, don't want to miss that. That's always a lot of fun. We do have some shows happening this weekend, of course. I already mentioned Air Ness is going to be coming up. But if you have something that you're grateful for, I remember when I had my little dog, every day that little guy would wake me up with a big kiss. And so his name was Amore. He was a little white puppy, a little white Maltese. He's since passed away, so I miss him a lot. But I'm so grateful for the memories of that little guy because every day he would wake me up with a big kiss. And I know for so many of us that I have friends who are so grateful now for their grandchildren and people that are grateful for their families, people that are grateful for the fact that we live in a country that is just amazing. As much craziness as we have going on right now, we still have so much to be grateful for. Okay, here's one from one of our listeners, and I like this one. Being grateful, a day hemmed in prayer is unlikely to unravel. Very nice. I like that one a lot. Thank you for sending that in. Let's see. Oh, here you go. This is good. Thank you, Mark. He says, thankful for the information, informative, friendly, fun, and fantastic radio station like 1620. Aw, see, you just made my day. And that brings up an idea about gratitude, too, is that one of the best tools I've ever learned, someone told me a long time ago, when you're feeling bad about yourself or your life, one of the ways to get out of that feeling or to sort of shift your energy, pick up the phone and call somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. Think of someone that maybe is going through a tough time. Reach out and help them. Because kindness, that little sweet little text just made my day. And kindness goes a long way. So when I'm not in a good place, but I can be kind to someone else, I have a dear friend that says that it's in the expression of love that I am healed. And I love that because it's so true. When I go visit somebody at the hospital or I do something nice for someone, it's always leaves me with a feeling of I feel better. I just feel better about things in general. And one of my favorite things to do is to do something anonymous. We had a group of us that used to do this all the time. We decided we weren't going to tell each other who was doing what, but we would put a bunch of our names in a hat each week, and then we would draw those names out of the hat. You didn't tell anybody whose name you drew. And then you had to do something nice for that person sometime during the week that they didn't know about and they didn't know who it was from. So it was a lot of fun because at one point for one of my friends, I knew that she loved Chick-fil-A. So what I did was I had Chick-fil-A delivered to her office, and she had no idea who had delivered it or how we knew. But it was just little fun little things like that, and it brought a smile to her face. And you can hear in my voice, it made me smile. I felt like a little gremlin, you know, doing these little secret things for people. And there's just a real joy in that, just doing something for the sake of bringing kindness and joy into somebody else's life. And throughout the day, how can I make my moments better? By thanking the little cashier who's been there all day, by just holding the door for somebody, seeing an elderly person, maybe, you know, help. Do you need some help with those groceries to put them in your trunk? I mean, little things like that, you can help people. And I know it sounds like I'm preaching, and I don't mean to be preachy at all. I just was thinking a lot about today and so many things, you know, I got this morning. There's just a lot of negative news out there. We've had the floods. We've had so many things. And it's just like it takes a little effort to be positive. It takes a little effort to say, okay, I can't change the world, but maybe I can have a positive effect on my little world, the little world that I have here at the radio station, the things that I do with my friends here in Pensacola. And there, again, so many fun things that you can do. So send me a text, 850-437-1620, something that you're grateful for. I would love to hear from you. And we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back on Pep Talk. And we're talking about gratitude this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you have some thoughts on ways that you stay grateful or things that you can do to kind of snap yourself out of a bad mood or just be appreciating where you are today, text it in. I'd love to hear your thoughts at 850-437-1620. So with talking about gratitude and the things that we can do, just using that as a tool to help us kind of get out of the funk, because it's so easy and so quick to do, just take a moment. And one of the things I catch myself doing, I'll be driving across the 3-mile bridge and I'm all tensed up and I'll realize I'm not even breathing. I don't know about you. Have you ever done that where you're just, you're not even breathing? So sometimes it's good just to take a deep breath. If you're sitting at your computer and you're working on that project and you find your whole body tensing up, just stand up for a second and stretch and take a deep breath. These are all things that have helped me over the years, just getting through some of those challenging days or the challenging times. And also, you know, one of the biggest ones that I've also learned is asking for help. Sometimes it's hard to say to somebody, man, I'm having a tough day, or I really need help with this. Have you got any ideas? Or do you know anybody that could help me with this? Some of us, you know, our pride gets in the way sometimes. I know it does for me because I really want to handle it all myself. I want to figure it out and handle it all myself. But occasionally I'll swallow my pride and I'll say, you know what? I really don't know how to do this. Would you mind helping me with this? That would be a really great thing. So talking about gratitude, talking about deciding the kind of day you're going to have. It's still just a little bit before 11 o'clock. We're not even into the real lunchtime yet. What kind of day are you having so far? If it's been kind of eh, I used to have a friend that'd say M-E-H, meh, it's been meh. Well, if it's been meh for you, you can change that. Put a tune on the radio. Do something that will perk you up. Call somebody that always makes you laugh. Look on your, you know, one of the things about phones, instead of scrolling on social media, actually look up some jokes. I've done that occasionally where I'll look up silly jokes just to kind of amuse myself. You know, anything that you can do, because you're not a victim of your own feelings. You know, you can actually choose how you feel, how you enjoy this day. I had an interesting thing happen to me yesterday on the 3-mile bridge. A vehicle in front of me had this tarp on the back, and then suddenly the tarp came off and this big baby pool flew off the truck along with all kinds of bags and stuff like that. And I thought, oh my God, this is it. This is going to be the last day of my life. And the good news was nothing happened, but it sure did scare me. And that's what made me think, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful to have every minute, because you never know when the day is going to come. So enjoy every minute of the day. And this is one of my favorite quotes from Maya Angelou. This is a wonderful day. I have never seen this one before. Have a great day.